the U.S. attorney can try to throw a monkey wrench in the system that we've developed and are developing, but it remains to be seen if state authorities are going to go along with him, and I don't think they will. You know, in Massachusetts, we have a very proud tradition of resisting the feds when they're wrong. We resisted the Fugitive Slave Act 150 years ago. We resisted alcohol prohibition in the 30s. We resisted the Vietnam War. We've recently resisted the brutal enforcement of immigration laws. I am confident that the people of Massachusetts and their elected leaders will resist any attempt to force federal prohibition here.
Do you think he's kind of like firing some warning shots across the bow, though, in this case?
Well, I think he wants us to construe it that way. But I don't think we should be daunted by this at all. I mean, this could be good news, Paul, because it might help spark a debate in Congress over the wisdom of a federal marijuana prohibition, which has never occurred. Now, I'm confident these announcements, the Sessions announcement and the U.S. Attorney's announcements, will be met with howls from both the left and the right. And politically, I see nothing to be gained in reviving the drug war against, especially against marijuana.
So you don't think Massachusetts could be at the forefront of a federal crackdown on marijuana, especially because the industry isn't really established here as yet, as it is in some of the other states that have legalized it?
Well, I can only predict. I can't predict what he's going to do. But my response to it is bring it on. We've got enough people on our side now. We've got 1.8 million voters who supported question 4. We've got the entire congressional delegation on our side here. We're not going to take this lying down.
But does this put a chill on the business side of the equation? Are people going to want to invest money in something that they could ultimately possibly face prosecution for?
Oh, sure. Some people will be daunted by it, but not all. There will be those who are willing to take risks.
And so you think that this could spur some action on the federal level, perhaps in Congress? I know Congress has at least temporarily immunized the medical marijuana side of this, although I guess that's up for another vote with the next budget authorization. But you think this could spur a debate really on the federal level now?
I think it will spur action on Congress's part. I have not heard a single elected representative or a public official, whether Democrat or Republican, support the Sessions decision. I think prohibition is likely to go the way the marijuana prohibition is very likely to go the way of alcohol prohibition, and I would not be surprised to see if it go not with a bang. I wouldn't be surprised to see it go not with a bang, but with a whimper, because everybody's going to realize that there's no one, aside perhaps from Jefferson Beauregard Sessions, who supports a return to prohibition.